Now a shimmering point of white light grows into the outline of a castle and draws an arch above it. A logo appears, Walt Disney Pictures. Now titles appear in glowing blue letters. Walt Disney Pictures presents Emilio Estevez in The Mighty Ducks, presented in association with Touchwood Pacific Partners 1, an Avnet Kerner production, a Stephen Herrick film. More titles with Joss Ackland, Lane Smith, Heidi Kling, and Joseph Summer. Now in a dreamy haze, a 10-year-old boy in a hockey uniform gazes up at his coach.
All right, Gordon, it's up to you. I don't want to see any goats around here after the game. You got it? Now you missed this shot. You're not just letting me down, you're letting your whole team down too.
More titles with Joshua Jackson, Eldon Ratliff, Sean Weiss, MC Gainey, Matt Doherty, Brandon Adams, J.D. Daniels, Aaron Schwartz, Gorette Ratliff Henson, Marguerite Moreau, Jane Plank, Jussie Smollett, Vincent A. LaRusso, Danny Tamborelli, Michael Ooms, Casey Garvin, and George Coe. The boy's jersey has a logo that reads Hawks. He skates across the rink to center ice in dreamlike slow motion. Skidding to a stop behind a round black rubber puck, he stands with his hockey stick resting against his body. A referee in a black and white striped shirt raises his hand. Wearing the bright orange uniform of the other team, a goalie crouches in front of a net. He waits for Gordon at one end of the rink. More titles. Casting by Rene Rousselot. Music by David Newman. Co-producers Lynn Morgan and Martin Huberty. Costume designer Grania Preston. Film editors Larry Bach and John F. Link. Production designer Randy Sir.
Let's go, son! All right!
The coach stands on the bench with the rest of the Hawks. Gordon crouches and gets ready. The referee points his hand. Gordon starts toward the net, cradling the puck in front of him with his stick. The goalie, wearing a white skull-like mask, skates out to meet him. Gordon fakes, then shoots. The puck hits the left goal post and bounces away. Gordon sinks to his knees and leans his head on the ice. The goalie, his arms raised victoriously, skates to his team's bench. Titles. Director of Photography, Thomas Delruth, ASC. Written by Stephen Brill. Produced by Jordan Kerner and John Avnet. Directed by Stephen Herrick. Gordon raises his eyes and gazes sadly at his coach, who looks away and shakes his head in disgust. Still kneeling alone on the ice, Gordon bows his head, his breath forming clouds of steam in the cold air. The scene fades to black. Now, in a courtroom.
All my client did was attempt to give you what you wanted. Isn't that right? This man put his neck on the line for your greed.
Objection, Your Honor.
Will both counselors approach the bench?
The young, sandy-haired lawyer strides away from the judge. He leans toward his client.
I don't have anything to tell you. I just want to make him wait. So nod like I'm saying something important.
Mr. Bombay!
Gordon, what are you doing? Get out there and be my lawyer.
Perfect. He just drives him nuts, and I love it.
He sneers at the other lawyer.
Nice tie, Frank. You wore that yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, Mr. Bombay, I'm so glad you could make it. Please restrict yourself to relevant cross-examination.
Your Honor, the applicability of societal intent vis-a-vis individual action is well established. I'm citing Minneapolis v. Higgins, in which the appellate court overruled a judge who disallowed similar testimony. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was you. Wasn't it, Judge Weathers?
I stand corrected, Counselor. Objection overruled.
Oh, you really stooped to an all-time low on this one, Bombay.
I'm insulted by that, Frank. You have no idea how low I can stoop.
I mean, I don't mind losing. I would just like to lose fair.
Losing fair is still losing, Frank. You gotta go for the W every time.
And what about justice? I mean, that man, he should be in jail.
And it was your job to put him there, so don't take it out on me. Next time, do your job, Frankie boy.
Later in his office.
30-0, I remain undefeated.
What about the Frazier case?
We don't count that one.
Why?
Because I scored with the court reporter.
The one you said had the intelligent body.
That's the one. No calls on the duck phone?
Not yet.
What's he waiting for? I saw him in the back of the courtroom. How about some kudos here, huh?
By the way, Mr. Talbert dropped off a couple of ringside seats for tonight's North Stars game.
Hockey? Oh, forget it.
Gordon, here's my research for the Pearlstein Project. Can we get started?
Jane, can't you see I'm reveling here? Today I'm 30-0.
30-1.
Type, Ginny. Don't speak.
Mr. Bombay's office. Yes. It's Duxworth. You're right, he wants to see you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Duxworth. It was nothing, Mr. Duxworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duxworth.
He struts into a fancy office.
Gordon, another fine job today.
Thank you, sir.
Just one thing. Score. Don't spike.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean, sir.
This is a business. It isn't a game. Next time, a little restraint might be in order.
Gordon stiffens. Now attached to a sleek black sports car, a Minnesota license plate reads, "Just Win." Tires spinning, the car pulls into a snowy street. Behind the wheel, Gordon guzzles a beer. He whizzes past a police car, which pulls into the street behind him. His car swerves from side to side.
This is not good.
Later, sandwiched between two parked squad cars, Gordon waits behind the wheel. An officer leans toward his window.
Lights, please. Could you turn down the stereo?
Sure. I guess it was a little noisy.
A whittle? Okay, I'm taking you down the precinct. Breath, blood, or urine?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Okay, out of the car now.
The next day, in court.
The charges against Mr. Bombay are driving under the influence, driving with an open container, and reckless endangerment.
And to think I almost stayed home this morning. I assume you're representing yourself. 12 moving violations in 3 years? How do you still have a license?
Okay, let's talk business. What am I facing? Suspension of license, fines, what?
Yes, unless the DA's office will allow you to plead guilty to lesser charges, but that's solely up to the prosecutor.
The city of Minneapolis does not wish to pursue a plea bargain in this case, Your Honor.
Hmm.
Oh, you gotta go for the W, right, Gordo?
The defendant is released on his own recognizance.
Nighttime. Gordon's office door opens.
Mr. Duxworth, what are you doing here?
I own the place. How about you?
Just going over a few cases. RICO statute stuff.
Oh, I thought you might be researching your defense against DUI and reckless endangerment. Did you think I wouldn't find out, Gordon?
There was no reason to concern you with it, sir. They have no case. Frank Cuddy just wants my scalp. I found a loophole, and I'm going to plead not
Gordon,
guilty.
Gordon, stop it. There's not going to be a loophole. There's not going to be a trial. I am not going to have you drag this firm's good name through the mud. I've talked to Judge Weathers, and he has agreed to suspend the disposition of your case.
Under what conditions?
Probation, suspension of your driver's license, and 500 hours of community service. And a leave of absence from the firm.
A leave of absence? He can't do that. He can't stop me from working.
He's not. I am. That was my condition. Gordon, you need a break. You're too wrapped up in your work.
Sir, my work is my life.
That's just my point. The community service will do you good. It'll teach you compassion, a sense of fair play, and how to fit in.
Community service? This is horrible.
You'll get used to it. And hopefully you'll come back a better person and a better attorney. Which is why I'm keeping you on salary and have arranged a driver for you.
In a limo.
Oh, well, you know, in the early 70s, I drove the tour bus for the Grand Funk Railroad. Man, that was the life. Chicks, parties, amps cranked up to about 8 jillion decibels. Doctor said all that loud music damaged my hearing, but I got no regrets, except for the 80s.
How can you do this to me? Community service. Coaching hockey.
Now a chubby boy pops out of a dumpster.
I found one! I'm coming out!
Right, Garth, you've only found something for once in your life.
Dumpster
Dave comes through.
He crawls out carrying a broken handbag.
Lovely carpet. Goes with your eyes.
Jeez, you want to take that from him, Carl?
No, remind me you bust your head, Averman. Thanks, Peter. Thanks very much.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Right there.
A can of chili.
Here, Petey. Your boy. A little chili to keep you warm, buddy.
The warmer, the better.
A white dog eats the chili. Later, the four boys follow the dog down the street.
I can't believe we ate the can, too.
He sniffs.
Petey walks with his nose to the snowy ground.
Yeah. Looking for that perfect place. He sniffs some more. He stops. I think this is it. He's turning the circle. He squats. He squats.
Yes! We did it. Full load.
Now holding the purse away from himself, Averman pinches his nose shut. The other boys follow several feet behind, grimacing. He sets the purse on the street and leaves a dollar bill hanging out of it. Everyone runs for cover. Later, the boys peek out from behind a truck as a red car stops next to the purse. A man in a baseball cap picks up the purse, scans the sidewalk, and backs toward his car.
Yeah. There's more inside.
He's taking off with it. This guy deserves what he gets.
He jumps into the driver's seat and speeds away. The four grinning boys run into the street. The car jerks to a sudden stop. The purse flies out the window. The man turns and glares.
Oh, guys, he saw us.
In cartoon-like high speed, the boys take off. The man zooms after them, then jumps out and chases them into a construction site. They hop over a chain-link fence, crawl through a long pipe, dash up a ramp, and run across a plywood board. Slipping and sliding, the man bumbles after them, runs up the ramp, and falls on the board, landing on his crotch.
Oh my!
He turns red and falls into a patch of mud. The boys slap high fives on a rooftop. Now, in the limo.
Rink's gotta be around here someplace.
Just look for a sign that says personal hell. How could he do this to me? I hate kids. They're barely human.
On a frozen pond, the boys play hockey with several other kids. A pudgy goalie cowers in front of a net as his teammate shoots pucks at him.
Hey, please, come on. Hey, buddy, there's no need for this. Let's talk, come on. I'm your friend, aren't I?
Man, come on, Goldberg. At least try to stop it, because I'm getting tired of chasing the puck.
Careful, man. It almost hit me that time.
Goldberg, you're the goalie. It's supposed to hit you.
Does that sound stupid to anyone else?
The massive gray stretch limo pulls to a stop next to the pond.
Good God. It's the hockey team. Drive out on the ice.
The driver stares at him.
It'll be all right.
Frowning beneath his walrus mustache, the burly driver rolls the limo onto the pond. Led by a black boy in a knit cap, the kids walk toward it.
What you're doing?
Shut your face, Carl.
We're gonna get in big trouble.
Y'all kill her, right? I'll take care of her.
You're a drug woman. I just know it.
Wearing a stylish overcoat, suit, and tie, Gordon steps out with a scowl. The kids edge closer, standing behind the boy in the cap, who glares at Gordon.
Yo, dude. You obviously in the wrong hood. This is my dominion. It's a drug-free zone, you understand?
Yeah, man, that's right.
We ain't buying nothing. I'm feeling generous today. So I'm gonna let you get your side vanilla booty out of here before we be using your eyeballs as hockey pucks.
Thanks, bro. But I'm not going home till I take care of business.
He reaches into his pocket. The kids back off. Gordon pulls out a piece of paper, and the kids sigh with relief.
District 5 Pee Wee Hockey Team. I'm Gordon Bombay. I'm the new coach. Afraid so, dude. Got the roster right here. Averman, Dave, Conway, Charlie, Paul, Terry.
Coach.
Now here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
We're supposed to be a pep talk.
Look, I'm sure this will be a real bonding experience. Maybe one day one of you will even write a book about it in jail.
Funny.
Is there a goalie?
Only for a little while. I'm moving back to Philly.
Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
All right, get out on the ice. Let me see what you can do.
Just so you know, you really suck.
Hey, I'll decide who sucks around here.
Later, they fight over the puck and get their hockey sticks tangled together. Everyone collapses in a heap.
They really suck.
The red-haired, spectacled Averman.
The Pinkmeister! Mr. Rabble Rouser! Fasten the fuck over to Jesse Rooney! The Enforcer! Oh, ouch! That hurt! Oh, it's the Caddy Meister!
A girl elbows him.
Velvet Hammer!
Hi, Coach. I'm Connie. Do you play?
No. So what's our record anyway?
0-9. One was pretty close, though. We only lost by 5. And we almost scored a goal, too.
So what do we do now, Coach?
What did your old coach have you do?
He just yelled a lot.
Yeah, that's how he hurt his arm.
His arm?
Yeah, 1 minute he's yelling at us. Little bastards, we're not on the play! Oh, you suck your skin, you little bastard!
He falls backward.
Heart attack. Great. All right, look, I gotta make a phone call. Keep scrimmaging. You, and you against you four.
Hey, we got names, you know?
I'm sure you do. And I bet they're very nice names. I might even learn them. For now, I'll be in my office. Oh, and if you need anything, fax me.
Jeez, what a chirp. No kidding. What are they finding these coaches anyways? They were impressionable kids, right? Can we check his qualifications or something?
Well, Jeannie, who told you not to give me my messages?
In the limo.
Ducksworth? Well, then who's handling my cases? Jane? Are you kidding me? She's out of law school 1 year. She's not qualified to handle.
The limo starts to shake.
Hold on a second.
The kids pile on top of the car and rock it back and forth.
Hey! Get your mouth off the window!
Karp and Goldberg, the fat boys, slobber on the windows.
Get off!
Get off the car! We're being invaded!
Get off!
Get off the roof, you little monkey!
Oh, cool!
Yes, and I'm really on.
The kids open the doors and pile in.
Let's see now. Who should I?
Watch the upholstery!
Where's
Kate? Where's Kate? Where's Kate?
Don't touch
Kate! We want to run!
I could kill one of them just to set an example, son!
Not yet, Lewis. Take him for a spin, anything!
Lewis drives around the pond. The small, dark-haired Peter spots a bag of candy on the dashboard and grabs some.
This looks good. I'm gonna eat it.
Lewis takes it away.
Wow, I feel like Madonna.
You wish.
Hey, see, stand comfortably.
Shut up, Carp. Hey, pass me one of those glasses.
Oh, bitch.
Lewis grabs Peter by the collar and snarls. In back, everyone sniffs, then wrinkles their noses in disgust.
Go!
Nothing,
it wasn't me!
Open a window!
Oh, man, it's my mom.
She was pissed.
A young woman with curly red hair yanks open the door.
All right, out. Everybody, out of the car right now.
As Gordon comes out, she grabs his collar and drags him aside.
What do you think? Are you out of your mind? What were you thinking, putting that car in the ice? My son was in that car!
Lady, relax.
One crack in the ice, that's all it would take.
The ice crack. It's not gonna crack.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
The new coach? They send you over here to coach the team, and you endanger their lives.
What danger? Look, I grew up on the ice. I know when it's safe to drive on.
How do you know?
I just know, all right?
Well, listen, Mr. Zen Master, you may be in tune with the ice universe, but when it comes to my kid, I just know doesn't cut it. Charlie, let's go.
Come on. Give me my kid!
Lewis holds Peter upside down and shakes him.
Well, I guess practice is over.
Sorry, my mom ruined it, guys.
Coach,
want to be at the game tomorrow?
By order of the state of Minnesota? Yeah.
Now at a hockey rink. From overhead, we look down at the Hawks, a team in black uniforms. They skate in a tight circle, banging their sticks on the ice. Later, standing in precise rows, they perform a stop-and-start drill. The District 5 players, wearing a hodgepodge of red shirts, watch from their bench with discouraged frowns. Two Hawks skate toward them.
Hi, girls.
Karp lunges at them. His teammates hold him back. Upstairs, his blue eyes blinking, Gordon looks from the players on the ice to a long row of black Hawks banners hanging on the wall. Each reads Pee-wee Champs. Only one yellow banner reads second place over the year 1973. Gordon shakes his head and looks away.
The Hawks. My first game, and it had
in a heart.
A tough-looking 50-ish man.
Gordon Bombay.
Coach Riley.
We're both adults now. Why don't you just call me Jack?
They shake hands.
Hey. Come back to see your old coach, huh?
Well, actually, I'm coaching. Pee-wee. District 5 team.
No kidding. You got a kid on the team or something?
No, I'm here because I need to be of service to the community.
How about this, huh? Whoever thought we'd be coaching against each other?
Yeah, who'd have thought? So, who's your hotshot player this year? Anyone good?
Oh, I got a kid named Banks might go all the way. Not quite as good as you were. But he wants it more. Kid won't give up.
Coach Riley glances at the second place banner.
Oh, boy. I wish they would take that one down. Don't you? Well, good luck.
Gordon glares.
You're gonna need it.
A flashback to him as a boy.
It's up to you, Gordon. You missed this shot. You're not just letting me down, you're letting your whole team down, too. I wish your dad could be here to see this. Make him proud of you.
Now the Hawks pound their sticks.
All right, guys, gather around. Come on.
Gordon gathers his team.
Win.
The players shoot each other sarcastic glances. Averman cracks up.
Win. Yeah, we're fired up.
Now the Hawks skate past their own goalie and smack him in the leg pads. Goldberg's teammates take turns banging his legs.
Oh, great. Good concept, guys. Nice. Out.
Charlie knocks him down.
Oh, nice going, fool.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to knock you down with my stick.
Well, sure. I came in.
Charlie pokes his stick at Goldberg's mask.
Get off me before I block you!
Go, Jesse! Go, Terry!
A teenager in army clothes watches. The Hawks captain meets Jesse, his brother Terry, and a white player.
What's this? The Oriole line?
Jesse and Terry are black.
Come on, let's play hockey.
On the bench, Gordon pops an aspirin into his mouth and glares at Averman.
Averman! It's hockey. There's no batter. Idiot.
Gordon shakes his head and walks away. Now, wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey, a blonde player for District 5 crouches for the face-off opposite a sneering Hawk. The referee drops the puck. The Hawk scoops it to a teammate and crashes into the blonde boy. Leaving District 5 players sprawled all over the ice, the Hawks move in for an easy goal as Goldberg ducks in the net. A Hawk knocks Jesse's helmet off his head. A linesman holds him back.
Hey, easy.
Gordon looks on as Coach Riley congratulates his players with back slaps and high fives. Riley sees him and smirks gleefully. Gordon sulks and looks away. On the ice, the Hawks move easily through the floundering District 5 defense and shoot another puck past Goldberg. The scoreboard reads 5-0.
All right, line change. Come on, go.
Karp struggles over the wall and belly flops to the ice. In the stands, Charlie's mother and Jesse and Terry's father cringe. Now, two Hawks crash the blonde player into the boards, then score again. Gordon slaps his forehead. Now, a Hawk sails past Karp, curls around the net, and scores. Goldberg flops. The scoreboard reads 8-0.
How lazy can you be? They're killing us out there. How many times do I have to tell you? Get those rebounds. Get your heads up. Get those loose pucks. Just get the hell out of here.
The dejected kids shuffle onto the ice. Later, Charlie steals the puck from the Hawks.
All right.
Spazway. Well, screw up.
Charlie draws back his stick for a slap shot and completely misses the puck. He trips and crashes into the boards. As he stumbles to his feet, a Hawk cross-checks him in the back.
Hey, hey! Way to play it back! All right!
That's okay, Charlie! Nice try!
Nice fan, Charlie. Keep swinging. Maybe I'll give him a cold.
Hey, knock it off! Against this team, we should have twice as many. Now let's run it up. Remember, it's not worth winning if you can't win!
Gordon mouths the words along with the Hawks, then shakes his head.
Guys, well, come on, let's talk about this. He's still alive. Come on, please.
Three Hawks rush the net. Goldberg ducks and covers his head. The puck sails in. Gordon chews more aspirin.
Guys, come on, not again. Please. He'll take the goal. Fine.
Goldberg moves out of the net and lets them score.
I'm so embarrassed. We need a new goalie.
The scoreboard reads 17 to nothing as the clock runs out.
That was a lousy third period. Anybody could beat these pansies. I want you guys to stay hungry out there.
All right, nice going, Banks. New Hawks record.
Okay, boys, let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, Gordon. Nice game. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
With a cocky grin, Riley straightens the collar on his Hawks jacket and struts away. Gordon scowls.
Hey, shut up!
You guys stink. I thought we came here to play hockey.
You know, I knew we forgot something.
But you think it's funny? You think losing is funny?
Well, not at first, but once you get the hang of it. We're the ones out there getting our butts kicked.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like you coach us or anything.
Yeah.
At least we tried.
You didn't listen to a word I said. I said keep your heads up, you put your heads down. I said hustle, you went slower. That was the sloppiest playing I've ever seen. Why the hell don't you just listen to me?
Jesse stands up.
Why the hell should we?
He scowls in disgust and clomps away.
I don't care. You want to lose? Fine. You're the ones who look like idiots out there.
Gordon storms off the bench. He looks up at the balcony and pauses. A tall, husky man with white hair frowns disapprovingly and turns away.
Hans?
Gordon hurries outside, scans the crowded parking lot, and heaves a deep, frustrated sigh. Later, the boys gather in an alley around a box full of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues.
Yeah!
I believe it! Who would throw these away?
Hold it! First looks free, next 5 minutes cost a buck each.
Hey, guys, fork it over.
Forget it, Carp. I can see this every day on MTV.
Hey, guys, this one's from Minneapolis. Hangy, look. It's your mom.
The blonde, green-eyed Guy chases the small, dark-haired Peter down the alley.
That's a good idea, Jesse.
Mom, I was just kidding, okay?
Three Hawks on rollerblades appear out of nowhere.
Hi, girls.
Does your mommy know you have dad?
Nah, she's busy with the mailman.
That'll make great bathroom reading.
That's mine, you jerk. I found it.
You don't even know what to do with it, wuss breath.
Can I let him call you wuss breath?
No!
Carp charges. Two of the Hawks throw him into a garbage pile. The tall, sullen-faced teenager, in army clothes and combat boots, stalks toward the Hawks from behind. He grabs two of them, picks them up off the ground, and hurls them into the garbage. The strange teenager looms over them. They take off. Later at practice.
One, two, three, boom!
Carp hops into the air and falls on his face.
What are you laughing at, cream cheese boy? Let's go. We're gonna cheat. We gotta make those falls look real.
They practice falling.
Score one for the Spurs.
The tall, dark-haired Connie helps Guy to his feet. Gordon watches Carp trip Averman.
Go at him! Come on, get angry! Oh. Come on, make it look real. Act hurt.
I am hurt.
Good, good. Now say it again.
Take the fall. Act hurt. Get indignant.
One more time.
Take the fall. Act hurt. Get indignant.
Good. You guys are ready.
Later at a game, Goldberg falls and wiggles his legs. The other team scores.
Give me a break, Rip. Open your eyes. Can you see what he just did to me?
Goldberg.
What?
Don't take the fall while they're shooting at you.
Oh, well, I guess you didn't explain that very well then, did you?
A referee approaches.
District 5, cut the active flag. One more dive, I forfeit to the Jets.
What? I'm insulted by that.
On the bench, Terry pounds Carp's football helmet.
Let's go! Let's go!
On the ice, Charlie snags a pass from Jesse. A Jet slams him. Jesse shoves another Jet into the boards while Charlie scrambles for the puck.
Face off! Let's go!
Charlie!
The somber mop-haired Charlie takes off his helmet and skates to the bench.
That guy is twice your size. So the next time he gets you in a corner like that, I want you to grab your eye like it's cut and then hit the ice. Got it?
Charlie just stares at him.
Face up. Come on, coach.
Okay, even up, boys. Here we go.
The referee drops the puck for a face-up. A jet slides it to his teammate, who shoots it into the District 5 corner. Charlie chases it and gets sandwiched between two jets as they fight for the puck.
That's it, Charlie!
Pinned against the boards, Charlie kicks the puck to Guy.
Damn it, Charlie!
Later, in the locker room.
We can't even win when we cheat. Stupid, can't get the tricks.
That was embarrassing.
Charlie! What the hell is the matter with you? When I tell you to do something, you do it. You got it?
Charlie looks at the floor.
Look at me. You got it?
Can't make me cheat.
Charlie storms out as Mr. Hall enters.
Jesse, Terry, let's go.
With sullen looks at Gordon, Jesse and Terry leave.
This is what I gave up my overtime pay for? To see my kids taking falls?
Gordon lowers his head guiltily. Mr. Hall stalks out. Glaring at Gordon, Karp hurls his gloves to the floor and walks away. The others look on with gloomy frowns. Later, bathed in soft blue moonlight, Gordon walks across a glistening carpet of snow toward a large, warmly lit stone building. A sign reads, Hans's Sports Shop. Inside, the husky, white-haired man peers through his glasses as he sharpens a skate blade, throwing off bright sparks. He doesn't turn as Gordon walks in behind him and leans in the doorway. Hans smiles to himself and takes off his glasses.
Gordon?
How did you know?
Through the back door this time of night, just like you used to. You'd spend hours watching me do this. What do you think? Is this sharp enough, huh? Ah!
Did you cut yourself?
No. You owe yourself for that.
God, you're morbid, Hans.
Oh, I'm Scandinavian.
It's nice to see you.
Sure. You probably thought I was dead.
I saw you at the game the other night. Why didn't you say anything?
So busy screaming at the kids. I didn't want to spoil the moment.
Hans gazes keenly at him, then walks away. Gordon follows him into the front of the store. Sticks, pads, and photos of hockey players line the walls.
Everything's the same.
Well, the game hasn't changed. Why should my store? How'd you become a doctor?
Lawyer.
Oh, that's too bad. Enjoy that.
Well, I hardly ever lose a case.
That is not what I asked.
A newspaper photo of Gordon missing the shot.
I see you still have this up. Thanks very much.
It is important to remember the past.
I'd just as soon forget it. That was the worst time of my life. My dad died that year.
The two were not related.
No, but it felt like they were.
I found this not long ago.
A photo of the 10-year-old Gordon sitting in his father's lap.
He was proud of you.
Gordon swallows hard and turns away. Hans bows his head in thought.
You scored 198 goals in that season, Gordon. It's a shame you quit. You
could have gone all the way.
Yeah. No. You really love to play. You remember? I used to play on the ponds until after dark, until your father called you back. I mean, you really flew on that ice, Gordon.
That's all I ever wanted to do.
And why did you stop? Riley. I saw what he did to you. Riley is an idiot.
The guy wins.
It's not about winning, Gordon. It never was. Just show them how to play. Show them how to have fun. Teach them to fly. I mean, that is what they'll remember long after you've gone back to being a doctor. Long after they've stopped buying skates from me. Here. There you are. Sharpened, laced, ready to go.
What's this?
Your new skates. That is why you came here tonight, isn't it? I figured 9.5 was your size.
Actually, I'm a 9.
Wear thick socks, Gordon. Enjoy them.
Now at dawn. Wearing a sweatshirt and pants, Gordon sits on a bench next to the pond, lacing his new black hockey skates. He stands up and scans the ice, then takes a deep breath, forming clouds of mist in the cold air. He leans forward and starts to skate, pushing his feet from side to side. A dark silhouette against the pure white snow and ice, he glides in easy circles and sprints, cuts to a stop, then wheels quickly and speeds the other way. Ice shavings fly as he makes a few sharp turns, then races off in a powerful burst of speed. Later, Gordon lies on his back at the edge of the pond, his head pillowed on a snowbank. He stares dreamily into the blue early morning sky. Now, in faded black and white, we see Gordon as a little boy skating with a stick and puck. His father smiles.
Yes. What a play! What a guy! Gordon bumping into the kid!
Great move, Gordy! You faked him out of his bag.
Gordon skates to his dad.
You look great out there, Gordy. Come on, let's go inside, huh?
It's getting late.
A few more minutes. Please.
Go on, get out of here.
Thanks.
In slow motion, the sandy-haired little boy glides across the ice with a happy, carefree grin. Now, the adult Gordon trudges up the stairs of a brick row house. He pauses at the door and checks his list of players. He frowns and goes inside. Charlie's mother peers through a peephole in a door, then frowns. She sighs, slides open the chain, and cracks the door open.
Hi.
Please just go away. Charlie doesn't want to be on the team anymore, and neither he nor I have anything to say to you.
Well, I have something to say to you.
Oh, really? Door-to-door mistreatment now. Now the team can feel miserable between games, too, huh?
I came to apologize to Charlie. To both of you.
What?
Apologize.
Well... you should.
She lets him in.
Charlie! Somebody's here to see you.
Charlie runs into the living room and freezes.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing? I was just walking around thinking and...
He turns to Charlie's mother.
You want to give us a minute? Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Charlie shakes his head and sits on the couch. His mom shoots Gordon a suspicious glare as she walks out.
Listen, it was very wrong of me to ask you and the other guys to cheat. And I never should have said what I said to you. I was angry, I was frustrated, and it took a lot of guts for you to do what you knew was right. I admire that. And I just wanted to tell you that, that I'm... Oh, boy, this is difficult.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all right? Tell your mom that hopefully it'll be a lot more fun this time around. What do you say?
Do you want to stay for dinner?
What?
Charlie?
No, I can't.
She nods tightly. Gordon shrugs.
Well, what are you having?
Daytime at the law firm.
Mr. Duxworth, there were two reasons I came by. First off, I wanted to let you know that things are going well. I'm learning a lot about teamwork and fair play and all that junk.
Good, good. And the second thing?
Well, sir, fair play doesn't come cheap. These kids, my team, have no money. They can't afford rink time, safe equipment, proper uniforms, which makes it difficult for them to compete. Now imagine, sir, being 10 years old and stepping out onto that ice with old copies of the Inquirer taped to your shins instead of pads. The point I'm trying to make, sir, is that you wouldn't be taken seriously, and neither are these kids. So I thought maybe the firm could help them out.
How much are we talking about?
$15,000.
No way.
Wait a minute. Think of the goodwill. We named the team after the firm. Suddenly, we're the good guys. Duxworth, Saver and Gross, the firm that gives back to the community.
Duxworth frowns.
Come on, I'll get you your own jersey.
His eyebrows shoot up. Later, the team charges into Hans's shop. Terry and Averman put on gloves and start to box. Goldberg tries to squeeze into a pair of goalie pants and keels over. He wriggles into them lying down. Charlie takes a hockey stick from a rack. The entire display falls apart. Charlie panics, then casually crosses his arms. Averman and Terry bump shoulder pads. Goldberg jumps up and down trying to pull up the pants. Averman and Terry karate bow to each other. Peter wanders around loaded with equipment. Four players crouch for a face-off, then crash helmets and land in a heap. Gordon watches the tall boy in army clothes yank a stick out of a glass display.
Who is that kid?
Thanks, Bull.
That's Fulton Reed. He's in one of my classes.
How come he's not on the team?
He only plays football. Some preppy school gave him a scholarship as long as he doesn't play hockey. They don't want him getting hurt.
I heard it was colleges. Sorry to be accepted to four of them.
Yeah, but I heard he's got to repeat the sixth grade.
Aw, oh, shut up.
Gordon Bombay?
Peter sees the news article with Gordon's picture.
Bombay was a hawk.
Now, Hans's cash register rings up $7,242. Later, at the rink, the team watches a blonde girl and a short boy figure skating.
Dude, check them out, man.
Holy cow. They're pretty good skaters.
Anybody know who they are?
It's Tommy Duncan. He's in my science class. And that's his sister, Tammy.
Think they'd want to play hockey with us?
Yeah!
Go get dressed. I'll do the negotiating.
Later, Tammy pulls on a jersey.
Just think of it as figure skating. With a stick. You're gonna love it, Tammy. Hey, attaboy, Tommy. Looking good, looking tough. Give me five, show me you're alive.
Tammy scowls at him.
Mom isn't gonna like this at all.
So what? You want me to figure skate, then you gotta play hockey.
What do I know about hockey?
She shoves him down.
More than you think.
Back to basics. Skating. Go, go. Side to side. Shift your weight. Get comfortable on your edges.
They weave around orange cones.
Balance, Carp. Adjust your edges. That's okay, Charlie.
Now, Gordon holds up an egg.
Soft hands. You don't shoot the puck to your teammate. You sail it to him. Carp, on your feet. You send it.
The egg shatters on Carp's stick.
You don't stop the pass. You accept it. Cradle it.
Averman smashes one.
Again, concentration, not strength.
Like the Karate Kid, right?
Wax on, wax off.
Just shut up and try it, Averman. Such a jerk.
Send it back, Averman. Good, Averman. Charlie. Good, good. Now sail it back.
Gordon blinks as egg yolk splats on his sweater. Now, the team stands in two rows facing each other, taking turns passing eggs back and forth.
Oh, here it comes. Nice and easy. Good.
I did it.
All right.
Nice drill, Coach. Really very cute. But what are you going to work with me in goal?
Goldberg, you trust me?
My mother would not approve of this, Coach. She'd like me to live to be bar mitzvahed.
This is your bar mitzvah, Goldberg. Today you will become a man.
Coach, I think you got the ceremonies mixed up. It's more like a circumcision.
Gordon straps the fully padded Goldberg to a net.
District 5, ready!
Oh, man, I'm gonna die.
Hey!
Oh, guys, would you take
knowing it, Goldie?
Oh, please, no!
Fire!
They take shot after shot at Goldberg. He squirms and thrashes as the pucks bounce off his pads. Gordon grins and shoots one off his helmet.
This doesn't hurt. You left! Give me your best shot! Oh, come on, let's go! Go to the save!
Still tied to the net, Goldberg tries to block the flying pucks. His teammates start to bang the ice with the curved blades of their sticks. Later, they practice the first drill again, weaving confidently around the cones. They crowd around Gordon.
Good hustle,
Girls on the way to go. Hey, my car. You guys hungry?
Yeah.
Tired?
Yeah.
Ache?
Yeah.
You pumped up?
Yeah.
Good. That was a hell of a practice, guys. Be proud of yourself.
They skate off the ice, leaving Goldberg tied to the net.
Hey, guys. Excuse me, guys. You got to untie me now. Good joke. Very funny. I like it. No joke. Come on, guys.
He struggles toward the exit, dragging the net with him.
Come on. Don't leave me hanging like this. Coach, don't make me come after you, coach.
Later, the lit windows of city skyscrapers glow against the black night sky. Driving a van instead of the limousine, Lewis pulls to a stop in front of Charlie's house. Gordon hops out and hands Charlie his duffel bag.
Thanks for the ride.
You did real well at practice today, Charlie. Let me ask you something. What happened to your dad?
Mom and I left him. I don't really remember, but that's what she says.
You know, when I was a boy, I had to take care of my mother, too.
Really? What happened to your dad?
He passed away.
Charlie bites his lip and lowers his eyes.
You do a good job taking care of your mom.
Thanks.
Keep it up, all right? Okay, we'll see you.
Hey, coach. What's that?
He bips Gordon's nose.
Oh!
Victory!
Casey peeks out the window and watches Gordon play wrestling with her son. Her worried frown gradually warms to a soft smile. Daytime in the van.
So I'm right in the middle of my cross-examination, and I say to the guy, I usually defend heels like you, you scuzzy, mole-faced rat.
That's a good one, sir.
Gordon ducks as his window cracks into a million pieces. Eyes blazing with anger, Lewis slams into reverse. Gordon jumps out. Wearing his army pants, Fulton Reed drops a hockey stick and runs. Gordon chases him and drags him off a fence.
Look, it was an accident, all right?
Never mind the window. Where'd you learn to shoot like that? Didn't learn, I just do it. Do it again.
Now, Fulton carefully lines up a puck on the curved blade of his stick. Gordon nods with an encouraging smile. Fulton rears back and swings a slap shot. He shatters another window of the van.
Well, you're great at breaking windows. Did you ever hit the goal?
Yeah. Well, 1 out of 5.
Fulton, is it true what they say about the scholarships and how they won't let you play hockey?
People talk, don't mean nothing.
Why don't you play for us?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I mean, I can't.
Are you afraid?
No, I mean, I really can't, you moron. I don't know how to skate.
He shoots and knocks over a storage trunk.
Whoa. Is that all that's stopping you?
Now, wearing helmets and knee pads, the District 5 team rollerblades through a crowded shopping mall. Gordon lags behind with Fulton, whose mouth gapes in terror as he tries to stay up.
Push, push, keep your knees bent. Side to side, good, follow me.
Fulton loses control and stumbles wildly down a long staircase. He crashes into a shopper and sends her sprawling headfirst into a fountain pool.
Sorry.
Unable to stop, he skates away. As the kids zoom through the halls, shoppers huddle in doorways trying to stay out of their path.
Come on, Fulton. Let's go!
Goldberg steals a boy's cookie. Later, Gordon holds up a green jersey with the logo of a duck in a hockey uniform.
The Ducks? We're the Ducks?
Man, what brain did jerk came up with that name?
As a matter of fact, I did. I didn't have a choice. We're being sponsored.
By who, Donald and Daisy?
Hey, you don't want to be Ducks? You'd rather be District 5, some stupid number?
Better than some stupid animal.
I'll have you know, Peter, that the duck is one of the most noble, agile, and intelligent creatures of the animal kingdom.
But they're wimpy. They don't even have teeth.
Neither do hockey players. Have you guys ever seen a flock of ducks flying in perfect formation? It's beautiful. Pretty awesome the way they all stick together. Ducks never say die. Ever seen a duck fight? No way. Why? Because the other animals are afraid. They know that if they mess with one duck, they gotta deal with the whole flock.
Gordon flings off his coat, revealing a duck jersey with the number 99.
I'm proud to be a duck, and I'd be proud to fly with any one of you. So how about it? Who's a duck?
Peter shakes his head. Connie and Guy exchange a dubious glance. Fulton steps forward.
I'll be a duck.
Yeah, me too.
Charlie's mom, Casey, grins proudly at him. The others crowd around the box, finding jerseys with their names lettered on the back. Surrounded by his team, Gordon shoots a grin at Casey, who smiles warmly. Now, at a pre-game warm-up, two players for the Cardinals grin in disbelief.
What the hell are they doing?
The Ducks toss footballs to each other.
Every time you get the puck, you're the quarterback. Make eye contact with the receiver. Talk to him. Let him know it's coming. Come on, guys. This is a library. Talk to each other.
What a weird-ass team.
Fulton sits on the bench.
How you doing? You ready?
I think so.
Gordon drops two dozen pucks on the ice.
Okay, Fulton, shoot your heart out.
With a nervous nod, Fulton lines up a puck and fires. It bullets past us in a blur of speed. The second goes into the net. On the bench, the other Ducks gape in awe. Fulton's shots go everywhere, in the stands, off the boards, and occasionally in the net. The Cardinals stop and stare. He shoots pucks off the scoreboard, the wall, and the glass above the board.
One out of five.
Later, they huddle on the bench.
All right, let's forget the past. We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right!
Yeah. Yeah.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
In the stands, Casey, quack, Mr. Hall, and a handful of fans join in the chant.
Quack, 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 quack,
no! No!
No! No! No!
Later, the scoreboard reads, Home 2, Guessed Nothing, second period.
Go, Ducks! Come on, defense! Defense!
The Cardinals press toward the Ducks' net, then shoot the puck into a corner. He dives for the puck and slams into the boards. Terry picks it up and shoots it to Connie at center ice. Connie passes to Aberman, who scoops it to Guy. Guy flicks the puck with a quick wrist shot, and Jesse deflects it into the net. The Ducks on the bench leap to their feet. The scoreboard reads, Home 2, Guest 1. Later, the Cardinals rush toward the Ducks' net. Karp skates backward, blocking the path of the skater with the puck.
Defense, Karp! Defense! Come on!
The Cardinal aims. Karp falls to his knees. The puck bangs off his helmet. Karp goes cross-eyed, then drops. The Ducks gather around as Gordon kneels beside him.
I don't want to go to school today, Mom.
Karp, how many fingers am I holding up?
He wouldn't know that anyway.
Shut up, Peter. Are you okay?
Look at this.
A dent in Karp's helmet.
Use this head to stop the puck. Mr. Carpellani.
Let's get you off the ice. Come on.
They drag the groggy Karp to the bench.
Get him on the bench, Charlie. Okay.
The scoreboard reads 2-1 with 28 seconds left.
Okay, Ducks. We still got a chance here. Connie, Terry, Jesse, Guy. Time for the secret weapon. Okay, Fulton. Remember, just like we talked about.
Fulton takes a deep breath and lowers the plastic shield on his helmet. His teammates thump him on the shoulder as he clumps onto the ice. The Cardinal goalie gapes in fear.
Oh, no! Go! Get the face-off!
Guy wins the face-off and bats the puck to Terry, who sends it gently to Fulton. Fulton turns and aims.
That's it.
The Cardinals run for cover.
Whoa!
Fulton fakes the shot. Connie picks up the puck and passes it to Guy, who shoots it into the upper right corner of the net. The Cardinals coach flings his hat in disgust. The scoreboard reads 2-2, no time left. On the ice, the Ducks swarm around Fulton. The scene becomes a photo on the cover of a hockey magazine beneath the headline, Ducks Tie Cardinals 2-2. Now, in Hans's story.
The tie of yours might be what you need to make the playoffs.
The Ducks have a shot at the playoffs?
Sure. Everyone but the last two teams are in, remember? Panthers got the measles, and they forfeited the season. So, you beat the Huskies, and you make the playoffs.
Or we might have to play the Hawks.
So?
So they're a tough team. Nothing's changed since I played.
Actually, one little thing has changed. You wouldn't even be a Hawk now. They redrew the district lines last year.
He points to a map.
The lake is not the boundary anymore. You see? You'd be a duck.
I'd be a duck.
Later, at a Hawks game.
Excuse me. Coach Riley?
Yeah.
I'm afraid there's a bit of a problem.
What's that?
It seems that one of your players is ineligible.
Banks! Over here. This has got to be a joke, right?
I'm afraid it's no joke. Is there a problem, Coach Riley?
No. It's just a mistake, Mr. Banks.
Are you this boy's father, 450 North Hennepin Avenue? Is that your address?
Yes.
Well, then I'm afraid there's no mistake. This boy is playing for the wrong team.
What?
According to league rules, Adam Banks should be playing for District 5.
My son is a Hawk, not a duck.
Is this your doing, Gordon?
I'll expect to see him at our next game. We'll have a uniform waiting for you.
No way!
My son would rather not play than play for your team.
Fine, if that's the way you want it. But remember, if Adam plays for the Hawks, he'll have to forfeit every game for the rest of the season. Boy, I'd hate to see that.
Gordon walks away.
Look, I'm sorry this had to happen, but you can see here on the map, it's very clearly delineated.
Riley follows him.
Gordon? Hey, Bombay, you stop when I'm talking to you, son. What's the idea here? You trying to sabotage me or what?
Law's a bitch when it works against you, isn't it, Jack? Look, you got a whole team full of Banks. This one kid isn't going to make a difference.
Even with Banks, what do you think you're going to prove, you and that bunch of losers?
That's right, Coach. They are losers. We hate losers, don't we? They don't even deserve to live.
Peter and Jesse listen.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Banks won't make a difference. But at least we're playing by the rules.
Why'd you turn against me, Gordon? For 6 years, I taught you how to skate. I taught you how to score. I taught you how to go for the W. You could have been one of the greats. And now look at yourself. You're not even a has-been. You're a never-was.
Riley glares at him, then stalks away. Gordon blinks hard and lowers his gaze to the floor. Now in the locker room, Jesse, Terry, and Peter slump on a bench as their teammates get dressed. Gordon walks in.
Hey, why aren't you guys in uniform? We get warm-ups in half an hour.
They scowl at him.
All right, everyone, listen up. I got some good news. We're getting a new player. Adam Banks.
What?
He's a
Hawk.
He's a good player.
Ugh. Everybody hates him.
Yeah, we don't need him.
Look, I'm the coach, and I say we do need him. If we make it to the playoffs, he could be a big help.
If? All of a sudden you don't think we're good enough? No, he thinks we're losers. Yeah, that's what he told Riley.
What?
Come on, we heard what you said. You said we were losers. We didn't deserve to live.
That's not what I meant.
I saw that picture of you missing that goal. You were a Hawk, weren't you? I guess you guys stick together to the end. You know what? I don't need your snicking equipment. See you around.
Peter, come back here. I'm talking to you, son.
Forget it, cake eater. If you want to play, play with yourself. Come on, Terry.
Terry follows Jesse and glares at Gordon on his way up.
Where do you guys think you're going?
The other Ducks look at each other with stunned, hurt frowns.
I don't believe this. All right. I'm going up to the bench because that's where I'm supposed to be. Anyone who wants to join me can join me. Anyone who doesn't, well.
Gordon turns and walks out. Charlie shakes his head with a tight-lipped frown. Now, on the ice, the opposing team goes through their drills and warm-ups. The referee skates toward Gordon, who stands alone on the bench.
I missed the game time, Coach.
Yeah, they'll be on in a minute. They're, working themselves into a frenzy.
The referee smiles. They turn as two Ducks skate onto the ice, Charlie and Fulton. Wearing their full uniforms, they toss their helmets to one side and start to skate in warm-up circles.
How much of a frenzy?
Gordon bows his head and looks away.
We forfeit.
Ducks forfeit. Flames, you win.
Later, Gordon walks into a diner converted from a railway car. Charlie sits doing homework.
Hey, can I sit in?
Sure.
Gordon joins him at the counter.
Talk to the guys?
I tried. I think I'm a traitor for even showing up.
Guess they really hate me, huh?
Is it true you were really a hawk?
Yeah.
Peter said you blew a really big game once.
Yeah, well, Peter's right. It was the last game of the state finals. We were tied 2-2 in the end of the third period. I get a penalty shot. I go in, I triple deke, I fake the goalie right out of his pads. Puck's headed in, and then, clang.
Oh.
Hits the post, we lost in overtime. A quarter of an inch this way, and it would have gone in. A quarter of an inch, Charlie.
Well, yeah, but a quarter of an inch the other way, and you would have missed completely.
I never thought of it that way.
At least you got to play in a championship game. God, that must have been so cool.
Hey. Can I get a cup of coffee?
I'd love one.
In her yellow waitress uniform, Casey grins.
You know, she has many fine qualities that men find attractive.
I know that, Charlie. That fact hasn't escaped me. So, what kind of guys does she usually date?
Jerks. I mean, most of them like her. But as soon as they catch a glimpse of me, bah, warp speed, they are gone.
Don't take it personally, Charlie.
Oh, I wouldn't even care. Except it's not fair to my mom. She deserves somebody nice. Are you going to come over for dinner again?
I don't know, Charlie. I'm not sure it's such a good idea. See, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I talked to Jesse and Terry's dad. And he's going to take over coaching for the rest of the year.
You're quitting?
I'm stepping aside to keep the team together. The guys can't play for somebody they don't trust.
I trust you. The other guys do, too. They just don't know it. You gotta talk to them.
Charlie, I've done all I can.
No, you haven't. You gotta tell them. You gotta make them understand. You can't walk out on the Ducks. We're your team.
No, you're not.
We are, too. We weren't even the Ducks until you came along. You made us, and now you're stuck with us.
Charlie.
Gordon stares helplessly after him. Later, in a science class.
That's right. The red is oxygen. Now, what are the blue balls? Tommy?
Hydrogen?
Is correct. Now put them together, and you have a molecule that makes up 96% of your body. What is it?
Pizza?
It's the principle. I'll be right back. Work on H2CO3. It's a goodie.
Carp turns around and sneers at Charlie.
How'd the forfeit go, Spazway?
Yeah, did you score? Leave me alone, guys. I don't want to talk about the team.
Oh, yeah, sure. Coach's pet. Everybody knows he likes you best. Likes his mom, you mean.
Charlie grabs him.
Take it back now!
Take. Leave him alone, Carp.
Peter shoves Connie.
Don't push me!
Guy rushes to Connie's side and pushes Peter. Everyone in the class starts throwing atom balls at each other. The pudgy, balding teacher rushes in, along with a stone-faced, six-foot-tall female principal.
In your seat, now!
Everyone scrambles back to their desks. Charlie whirls around, looking for his chair, and ends up standing. He squelches a grin.
I have never in my life. What have you got to say for yourselves?
Whack.
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 Now, in Duxworth's office.
Thanks for coming by on such short notice, Gordon. By the way, your court release came through. Congratulations, your community service is over.
You're kidding. So you wanted to talk about my coming back to work, then?
Well, actually...
Oh, you got your jersey. Great. You know, a lot's been happening, sir. The Ducks might even make the playoffs.
Gordon, you know Coach Riley and Mr. Banks?
Sir, they're the bad guys.
No. Actually, Phil is one of my oldest friends.
Gerald was kind enough to get us all together here to try to work out this little problem. You see, my son Adam wants to play for the Hawks. His older brother was a Hawk. All of his little friends are Hawks. That's where he belongs.
It's a tradition. Now, you understand that, Gordon. You played.
Sure, I can, but the league's already ruled on it.
We've talked to the league, and we worked out a little deal.
You guys cut a deal with the Pee Wee Hockey League?
Yes, Gordon, we did.
The long and short of it is that Adam stays on the Hawks for the rest of the season. And then next year they redraft the Lions.
Correctly.
The league did make one condition.
What's that?
That you withdraw your protest.
Gordon grins happily.
That's great.
Good. Good. Well, that's settled then.
No, sir. You don't understand. I can't withdraw my protest.
What?
Mr. Duxworth, you wanted me to learn about fair play and how to be part of a team. And I may not have learned everything yet, but I remember something my father said to me. A team isn't a bunch of kids out to win. A team is something you belong to, something you feel, something you have to earn. And I'm not going to let those kids down.
Banks raises his eyebrows at Riley, who shoots a hard, warning look at Duxworth. Duxworth moves close to Gordon.
Gordon, I'm going to make this simple. Are you prepared to lose your job over some kids, some game?
Let me ask you, sir. Are you prepared to fire me over some kids, some game?
Collect your personal belongings, Gordon.
Duxworth walks away. Gordon's eyes widen in shock.
Yes, sir, Mr. Duxworth. Thank you very much, Mr. Duxworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duxworth. Quack, 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 quack,
Gordon,
quack.
Stop
quack,
quacking. Quack, quack.
Flapping quack, his arms, Gordon quack, goes quack, to the
quack,
door.
Quack, 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 quack. You may have paid for this jersey, sir, but you didn't earn it. I'll see you in the playoffs.
Riley glares at him. Later, Gordon walks into the principal's office.
Excuse me. There's some students here that I'd like to see.
Who are you?
I'm their hockey coach. If you could tell me where I could find each of them, please.
The tall, sour-faced principal scans his list.
They're in room 223.
All of them?
All of them.
Now he enters a classroom. The ducks stand at the blackboards writing, "I will not quack," at the principal over and over.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you guys.
People.
People, friend. Sit down, please, all of you. Okay, don't sit down. Look, what's done is done. I want to be your coach again.
You'll coach a bunch of losers?
No, I want to coach the ducks.
What about the things you said? You said we didn't deserve to live.
Carb, I was being sarcastic. You know what that means?
No!
Okay, then you do. I didn't mean those things the way they sounded. You guys know what it's like to be misunderstood, right?
Yeah, of course. We're kids.
So, can you forgive me? Can I be your coach again?
What about Banks?
He could be on the team if he wants. He should have been with us all year. It's you guys who were cheated. Let's forget all that crap. We're a team, right?
Yeah.
I made you guys, and I'm sticking with you.
Charlie smiles at him.
So, what's it gonna be? We can play tomorrow night, still have a shot at the playoffs, or we can forfeit again, and the season's over. Peter, what do you say?
Well, I guess it would help if we practice first.
All right. Let me see if I can get you out of detention.
Take that.
You really quacked at the principal?
Yeah.
Are we ducks or what?
Yeah!
Later in the locker room, everyone puts on their gear. Carp tries to shove Peter into a locker. Fulton laces his skates. Gordon's jersey, number 99, hangs on a hook with the name Banks lettered on the back. Carrying his Hawks duffel bag, Adam Banks walks in. Everyone stares at him.
Hey, wasn't sure if you'd show up.
Yeah, whatever. I just want to play hockey.
Good. Ducks, y'all know Adam Banks?
On behalf of the Ducks, I'd like to say welcome. Cake eater.
Ooh, the Jess man. This is the new guy, the jester.
Shut up, Averman.
Just a joke. Putting on a duck's jersey doesn't mean you're a real duck.
Jesse shoves past Adam and stalks out. One by one, the other ducks stand up and file after him. The clean-cut, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Adam shifts uncomfortably as his new teammates brush past. Gordon stands with Adam, his lips pressed together in a sober, sympathetic look.
They're a good group once you get to know them.
I bet.
Well, suit up. We'll see you on the ice.
He walks out, leaving Adam alone in the empty locker room. Later, the scoreboard reads, Guest 1, Home 0. Adam carries the puck behind the net and shoots it to Charlie, who sends it to Jesse. They pass it back and forth between them, ignoring Adam, who stands in front of the net, banging his stick on the ice.
Right here! I'm open!
They keep passing the puck.
Come on! Right here! Up front! Up front!
Pass it to Banks!
Come on! Do something with it!
Charlie finally passes it. Adam shoots one-handed and scores. The Ducks crowd around Adam and thump his helmet, except for Jesse, who hangs back with a sullen scowl. The scoreboard reads 1-1 with 16 seconds left in the third period.
Okay, get you guys to the offense, you guys.
Goldberg, we're going to sit this one out.
What? You're pulling the goalie when we're tied?
What tie isn't going to help us? We need the win. Okay, Fulton, you're our extra man. Everybody, get the puck to Fulton. That's your job.
Are we pulling the Statue of Liberty puck?
Yeah.
No. Take your shot. You may only get one, so it's got to be good.
But coach, one out of one.
Soft hands, Fulton. Concentration, not strength.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, let's get the Huskies. Let's go!
Now the Ducks' goal stands empty. In the Husky zone at the other end of the ice, Fulton takes a deep breath and crouches over his stick. Adam wins the faceoff and scoops it to Fulton, who draws back his stick to shoot. A Husky dives, steals the puck, and races for the empty net. Fulton checks him solidly from behind and regains the puck. The clock reads 8 seconds left. In slow motion, Fulton sees everyone skating toward him. Fulton lines up his shot and fires. The puck rockets toward the net. Defensemen dive out of its way. It blasts right through the net. Everyone leaps to their feet. The scoreboard reads, Home 2, Guest 1. A headline in Hockey Magazine reads, Ducks make playoffs. Fulton Reed's goal rips net and propels Ducks to win. Now the Ducks wander into the Met Center, a huge professional hockey rink.
Guys, look, it's the North Stars.
The Ducks gape in awe at the Minnesota North Stars who practice on the ice.
What are we doing here?
It's a little playoffs present.
The Ducks stand aside as the North Stars file off the ice. A husky, dark-haired player sees Gordon.
Hey, Gordo. Gordon Bombay, right?
You remember me?
Sure, from Pee-wee's. This guy used to rule in Pee-wee's.
Oh, yeah? I heard you're a farmer. Actually, I became a lawyer. But I'm coaching Pee-wee now, and this is my team, the Ducks. Ducks, this is Basil McCray and Mike Modano.
Hey, Ducks. Listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. If you ever want a shot, let me know. I'll get you a tryout in the minor league clubs.
Thanks.
No problem. Hey, nice seeing you.
They shake hands.
All right. Let's have some fun.
You got the accent. Joey the positive.
Now, with the rink all to themselves, the Ducks frolic on the ice. Connie and Guy hold hands as they skate. Grinning, Lewis, the driver, sits on a chair and lets Peter, Charlie, and Tommy push him around. Everyone races around the boards in a loose pack. Then they dive onto their stomachs and crash into each other.
To illustrate my last remark.
Charlie shifts from side to side, practicing a triple fake. Lewis stumbles into Gordon, who falls on top of him.
Better accent, Joey the positive.
Wearing hockey pads, Tammy does a fast, graceful spin in the middle of the rink. Later, the Ducks watch the North Stars play the Hartford Whalers. They wave excitedly as a sign on the scoreboard flashes, "Welcome Gordon Bombay and the Ducks." Connie grins shyly as Guy takes her hand. Peter taps Goldberg on the shoulder and points at something. While he's not looking, Averman grabs his pretzel. Two Hawks spot Adam in the crowd. One points his finger like a gun. Jesse glares at him suspiciously as Adam sinks into his seat and hides his face. On the ice, the North Stars score. Later, Charlie pulls a casserole out of his oven.
You know, I heard the North Stars wore the same underwear all through the playoffs last year. For luck. So I'm doing the same thing.
Maybe I should have cooked. You know, I'm thinking, maybe we can all go down to the Winter Festival tonight.
All three of us?
Sure.
I don't think I should, because I got a lot of homework. You should go. With my mom. By yourselves.
Smells great.
Casey sees Gordon and smiles.
Hello.
Go for it.
Hi.
Later, lit trees and ice sculptures at an outdoor festival.
I don't know how they sculpt these. I wonder. I used to sculpt, but now I do mostly paintings. How do you think they do the details?
Oh, little men, tiny chisels. Big mittens.
I'm nervous. I'm rambling on and on here. You probably think I'm weird.
No, I think you're great.
Gordon kisses her gently on the cheek. Casey ducks her head, smiles shyly, and walks away. He follows her across the snowy plaza where she stands gazing up at an elegant castle-like building.
When I was a little girl, I used to pretend that that was an ice castle. And that was my room. That window right up there. And last winter, I gave Charlie that one.
What about me? Which window's mine? I want to live there, too.
Her smile disappears. She sighs and walks away.
What? What did I say?
It's just not that easy.
What's not that easy? Casey, I was just playing around.
Look, I don't know how you feel about me. I don't even know how I feel about you. But I do know there's a little kid back home who's absolutely falling in love with his coach. And if you can't deal with that, if you're just playing around, then you better let me know.
Well, what are we talking? Till death do us part, I have to decide on the first date?
Stop it, Gordon. Charlie's gonna be there when we get back. And tomorrow, and 10 years from now. Look, I can take it. But if Charlie gets too attached, every time this happens, it gets a little rougher on him.
He gazes into her wide, anxious eyes.
Just on him?
Casey blinks and swallows hard. Gordon studies her for a moment, then steps closer and leans toward her. Their lips meet in a simple, tender kiss. They pull back and gaze searchingly at each other.
I'm glad to be here with you.
Casey giggles.
Me too.
At a game, Adam breaks through a crowd of defensemen and rushes toward the net. The Ducks fans leap to their feet. Adam upends a Hornet. The players tangle in front of the net, pushing and shoving. Adam comes up with the puck. Jesse checks a Hornet into the boards. Averman gets the puck. The scoreboard reads 5-3.
The Ducks win it 5-3 over the Hornets. And now it's on to the semifinals, where the Ducks will face the Cardinals.
Lewis and Gordon twist their hips in a victory dance. A headline reads, "Ducks mighty in playoff win." Now against the Cardinals.
What a game so far, ladies and gentlemen. The Ducks and the Cardinals. Cardinals with it in their own zone, trying to clear it out. Pass the blue line, intercepted by the Ducks. Here's their star, Adam Banks. Banks has got great speed.
Adam ducks under a Cardinals check and swoops toward the net. Adam waves his stick in the air and hugs his teammates. In the stands, Casey and Mr. Hall jump up and cheer. Later, Adam handles the puck through a web of Cardinal defensemen. He carries it into the corner, dodges a heavy hit, and hangs onto the puck. On the bench, the Ducks lean over, bang the boards, and yell.
Ducks with it again. Here's Avery. Now getting it over to Banks. Germain is right in the slot. Germain with it. He shoots. He scores! Germain put it off the goaltender's glove into the net, and that does it. The Ducks have won it. Can you believe it? 4-2, and the Ducks now get set to face the Hawks in the state final.
Jumping up and down, the Ducks shower each other with cans of Coke in the locker room. Gordon tries to shield himself from the spray. Lewis picks up a cooler and dumps ice over his head. Now a headline reads, Ducks battle Hawks in championship. Nighttime. Gordon skates on the deserted pond.
All right, it's up to you, Gordon. Now, you missed this shot. You're not just letting your team down, you're letting me down, too. Remember, it's not worth playing.
Can't win.
That's right. Okay, son. Let's go.
In a flashback, little Gordon skates to center ice and stands behind the puck, waiting for his penalty shot. The referee signals to the goalie.
Let's go, son! Hey! Hey!
The ref points his hand. Gordon starts toward the net, cradling the puck in his stick. His teammates cheer from the bench as Gordon fakes right, left, and right. When the goalie goes down, he shoots. The puck bounces off the goalpost. Gordon falls to his knees as the goalie raises his arms in victory. He shoots a guilty look at his coach. Riley turns away with a disgusted grimace. Gordon bows his head in shame. Now at the Hawks rink. The Hawks and the Ducks stand in two lines facing a huge American flag. Karp sneers at the player standing opposite him. Terry mouths something. Averman juts out his jaw and tries to look tough. Charlie glares sideways. With black streaks under his eyes, Fulton stares at a much shorter Hawk who fidgets nervously. Adam's gaze shifts uneasily over his former teammates. Jesse stands right behind him, watching his reactions. At the end of the row, Gordon glances over at his old coach with a confident grin. Riley glowers.
The field!
Let's go! All right!
Welcome to the Minnesota State Pee Wee Championship. And we got a game for you today. The Hawks, coached by Jack Riley.
The Hawks fans punch the air along with Riley. The players bang the ends of their sticks on the bench. Smiling Ducks fans, now over 100 people, clap with their team and wave green and yellow pom-poms. Across the way, Hawks fans boo and give them a thumbs down sign. The players take their positions. A linesman hands a puck to the referee. Jesse calls Adam.
Don't forget what side you're on.
He's a duck, Jesse. He'll play like a duck.
Adam skates to center ice. He and a Hawk crouch in the face-off circle, their masks almost touching. The Hawk snarls viciously. Adam watches him with a steady, serious gaze. The referee drops the puck. The Hawk ignores it and crashes straight into Adam with a vicious cross-check to his throat. Adam sprawls on his back. A Hawk picks up the puck. Adam forces himself back on his feet. Gordon shoots a furious look at Riley, who jerks up his collar and grins. Gordon clenches his jaw. On the ice, Charlie starts out with the puck. A Hawk drops down and trips him. Guy tackles a forward at the knees. Adam picks up the puck.
Heavy hitting continues in this championship game. Banks comes to center ice. He drives it down into the Hawk zone.
A Hawk gets the puck behind his own net and sprints down the ice. He crosses the blue line and drops the puck back to a teammate. It bounces over his stick. The Ducks scramble for it. The Hawks steal it away from Adam, who falls. After a tussle along the boards, Adam picks it up in the corner and carries it behind his own net. As Adam passes the puck to Charlie, two Hawks smash him viciously. A Hawk fakes Goldberg out of the net and shoots. Averman throws his head back in frustration. The scoreboard reads, Hawks 1, Ducks nothing. Riley grins and high-fives his players. Adam struggles painfully to his feet and limps toward the bench. In the stands, his father sits with Hawks fans and presses his lips together in an anxious frown. Now the Hawks rush down the ice. The puck floats to Goldberg, who passes it to Gee. Gee sprints into the Hawks' zone, darting and weaving around the Hawks. Two defensemen smash into him. Adam picks up the puck and tries to shovel it in. The goalie blocks it. The Hawks regain the puck. A Hawk wraps around the net and stuffs in the puck. Now the Hawks muscle their way past the smaller Duck defensemen and fire at Goldberg, who stops the puck with his pad. Surrounded by Hawks, Gee skates the puck around the boards and passes it to Adam. A Hawk elbows Adam in the face. Another bends over and sends Averman flying head first into the boards. Now, Jesse tries in vain to wrestle the puck away from a Hawk.
Don't be scared of them, Ducks. That's what they want. Keep your heads up. Play proud. Let's fly!
Yeah!
Come on, let's go!
All right, pressure, boy. Pressure, pressure. All right, hold it.
Riley stops two players.
I want you to drop Banks like a bad habit. I want him out of the game. Finish him off. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, boys, let's go. All right.
Face off for the second period, and the Hawks win the draw. They get it back to Strickler. 3-0 Hawks lead. Strickler to the blue line of the Ducks. His pass to get away by Conway.
Charlie passes it to Adam, who breaks for the net. His father cheers.
McGill from behind.
Adam slides head first and rams the net. On the board, the Ducks' score changes from 0-1. Now a young Hawk skates to Adam, who lies motionless where he hit the goalpost.
Adam, are you okay?
He glares at McGill.
What'd you do? My job.
Okay, you're gonna get the paramedics and he's injured. Hop out of the way now.
Mike. Mr. Banks hurries onto the ice. Paramedics rush in with a stretcher. Gordon runs toward Adam. A linesman ushers McGill to the penalty box.
Number 7, McGill. Broad checking. 2 minutes.
Riley eases next to McGill and secretly pumps his fist. McGill grins. The paramedics strap Adam to the stretcher as the Ducks gather around.
Did it go in?
Yeah, man.
Jesse, do me a favor. Kick some Hawk butt.
All right, cake eater.
Jesse grins and gives him a thumbs up. Mr. Banks rushes in as they wheel the stretcher off the ice.
Okay, sir. Let me take some x-ray or something. Hell of a job, sir.
Gordon's eyes narrow into a furious glare.
If they score against us, they're going to pay the price. Now, don't worry. We're going to get that one back.
He faces Riley.
You got something to say to me, Bombay?
To think I wasted all those years worrying about what you thought. You're going down, Riley.
Gordon stalks away. Riley, his brow wrinkled, takes a deep, nervous breath.
Let me go after him, Coach. Let me get him.
No, we're better than that.
Look,
it's time to play smart hockey, duck hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we got the power play.
Yeah. Right.
Hit him where it hurts the most. Up there.
Yes.
He points to the scoreboard.
Do it. I hear you.
You're in.
Coach, they'll be rushing him.
Right. Jesse, make sure you give Fulton plenty of time.
Right, Jesse, do good.
All right. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Let's have fun out there.
Okay.
All right.
Karp wins the faceoff. Fulton gets the puck. Jesse knocks over two Hawk defensemen. The puck blasts through the air and knocks the goalie into the net. The Ducks explode into cheers. Riley and the Hawks scream with frustration. Fulton throws his arms into the air and almost falls over. The scoreboard reads, Hawks 3, Ducks 2.
Ladies, they don't need our help out there. Now, I want that Fulton Reed covered. He better not make another shot. You got it? I'm telling you, you blow this game and nobody makes a team next year. All right, get out there!
Now, Terry trips a Hawk puck carrier. Guy races another Hawk into the corner and knocks him away from the puck. Peter shoots it out of the Duck zone. McGill recovers the puck. Guy checks him and sends him sprawling. Peter, half the size of McGill, tries to carry it over the blue line. The Hawks steal it away.
Guys, listen up. Listen, we have got to stay fired up and we've got to stay focused, all right? It ain't over till it's over. Tammy, tell me. Let's show these Hawks something really different. Come here. All right, here's what I want to do.
They huddle around him. Now, Tammy, wearing her white figure skates, stands to the right of the Hawks' goal and starts to spin. The play stops as everyone stares in confusion.
Come on. No!
Tommy passes the puck. She shoots before the goalie can recover. Riley heaves a frustrated sigh. On her way back to the bench, Tammy does a graceful spin. McGill knocks her down. She pounds the ice with her fists. Fulton whips off his helmet and storms to the Hawk bench. He grabs McGill by the jersey and dumps him headfirst over the boards. A linesman pulls him away.
Game misconduct. Right here, son.
I'm off, coach.
Touched him.
Now the Hawks blaze down the ice into the Ducks zone. They scramble for the puck in the corner, checking each other into the boards.
Oriole line. I want you to remember what we learned. Ducks stick together, right?
Yeah!
So let's see it. Show me the flying V.
All right.
Let's get a line change.
Jesse, Terry, and Guy hop onto the ice as three Ducks skate back to the bench. Jesse cradles the puck on his stick as he cuts and turns in a circle, keeping it away from the Hawks. Mr. Hall jumps up and claps.
Flying V!
The Ducks gather behind their net, then burst out in a moving V shape.
Here they come from behind the net. It's the flying V!
Staying in a tight pack, the Ducks up front protect the puck behind them. They cross the blue line and break formation. Jesse hangs back, then rushes in to challenge the goalie. The Ducks on the bench leap into the air, including Gordon and Lewis. Mr. Hall jumps up and hugs Casey. The scoreboard reads 4-4 with 55 seconds left in the game. Riley grits his teeth as the Ducks huddle together in a team hug. Gordon welcomes them back to the bench with high fives. Later.
This pressure. Either team can afford any mistakes now. 23 seconds left to go in regulation.
The Hawks skate into the Ducks zone. The Ducks smother the forward and try to clear the puck, but the Hawks regain control.
Looking for the game-winning goal. Here's Morgan moving out. Slotty shoots and a big save.
Big save, Goldberg!
The game
Peter gets the puck and lobs it to Averman, who passes it up to Charlie on a breakaway. Gordon's and Casey's eyes widen. Charlie breaks in alone. A Hawk pulls him down from behind.
Hey! Where's the call?
No time left on the clock. No time left. No
referee. The referee skates to the officials' bench.
Kind of a call is that?
Okay, you're going to penalty shot for the duck.
To Gordon.
Coach, penalty shot. Any one of the eyes can take it.
All right, ducks. Who's going to take it?
I think he should take
me?
It.
Yeah, yeah,
me.
What about Charlie?
Just
let him finish what he started.
Coach, we have a chance to win.
Damn straight we do. Come here. You been practicing that triple deke?
Yeah.
Then you're all set. You may make it, you may not. But that doesn't matter, Charlie. What matters is that we're here. And look around. Whoever thought we'd make it this far? One, two, three, triple deke. Take your best shot. Believe in you, Charlie. Win or lose.
Thanks, Coach.
Go get him.
As Charlie skates away, Gordon blinks and lets out a deep, anxious breath. The other ducks crowd around and thump Charlie encouragingly on the shoulder. In the stands, Casey's mouth drops open. She and the other fans rise to their feet. Charlie grins and skates out to center ice.
Okay, now wait for my signal.
The referee skates toward the goalie. Charlie shoots a nervous look at Gordon, who smiles and nods. Fidgeting on his skates, Charlie gives an uncertain grin.
Charlie!
The referee approaches the Hawks' goalie.
Okay, now don't leave your crease before he touches the puck. Good luck.
The goalie crouches. Charlie, his eyes wide, takes a deep breath and starts to skate in circles around the puck. Riley watches him with a penetrating stare. Gordon tenses.
Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie.
With one last circle, Charlie reaches out and grabs the puck with his stick. In slow motion, he skates toward the goalie, who comes out of his net to challenge him. Biting his lip in concentration, Charlie looks from the goalie to the puck. The goalie crouches, ready to block the shot. Charlie fakes to the right, then left. The goalie goes down. Charlie dodges right and flips the puck toward the net. It hits the goalpost and goes in. The Ducks rush onto the ice. Riley grabs his head with a frustrated, furious scowl. In the stands, Casey and Hans throw their arms around each other. The scoreboard reads, Ducks 5, Hawks 4. Charlie kneels and pumps his arm, then races toward center ice to meet his teammates. Strewing equipment all over the ice, the Ducks mob him in a team hug. Gordon squeezes Charlie in his arms. Fans run onto the ice. Gee grabs Connie and kisses her. Casey hugs Charlie. Mr. Hall embraces Jesse and Averman. Gordon finds Casey and wraps his arms around her with a lingering kiss. Hans lumbers toward Gordon and shakes his hand.
Thank you, Hans.
I'm proud of you, Gordon.
Grinning from ear to ear, Hans reaches out and gives Gordon a tight bear hug. Hockey officials walk onto the ice carrying a huge, gleaming trophy. They hand it to Gordon, who holds it high in the air. The Ducks and their fans surround him and press close together, their fingers pointing number one signs to the sky. The scene dissolves to another day. Gordon stands with the team next to a parked bus.
Look, don't take any bad dives, okay?
He shakes Peter's hand.
Just remember, keep your head up, man.
Jesse grins.
Cake eater.
Adam smiles. Gordon shakes hands with Goldberg, who blinks back tears.
Remember strength, not concentration.
Right.
And for God's sakes, soft hands.
Right. Anything else?
Yeah. Have fun out there, Coach.
Charlie reaches up for a hug. Gordon holds him close.
I must be crazy. Try out with the minors. I'm gonna be going up against kids half my age.
Just have a good tryout, Gordon. One step at a time.
Yeah, you're right.
He steps forward and kisses her. Charlie gapes. With a broad, happy smile, Casey wraps her arms around Gordon in a tight hug.
Hi, I'll call you when I get there.
With a Ducks duffel bag slung over his shoulder, Gordon trots onto the bus. Then he turns back and leans out the door.
Hey, Ducks! No matter what happens, we'll see you next season. We got a title to defend.
Gordon grins. The door closes behind him. As the bus pulls into the street, the Ducks run down the sidewalk, waving him on. The scene fades to black. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, a service of the WGBH Educational Foundation. Funding provided by the United States Department of Education. Described by Leslie Wu Foley. Descriptions read by Bill Smith. Credits roll. Cast: Emilio Estevez as Gordon Bombay, Joss Ackland as Hans, Lane Smith as Coach Riley, Heidi Kling as Casey, Joseph Sommer as Gerald Ducksworth, Joshua Jackson as Charlie Conroy, Eldon Ratliff as Fulton Reed, Sean Weiss as Goldberg, M.C. Gainey as Lewis, Matt Doherty as Les Averman, Brandon Adams as Jesse Hall, J.D. Daniels as Peter, Aaron Schwartz as Dave Karp, Garrett Ratliff Henson as Guy Germain, Marguerite Moreau as Connie, Jane Plank as Tammy, Jussie Smollett as Terry Hall, Vincent A. LaRusso as Adam Banks, Danny Tamborelli as Tommy, Michael Ooms as McGill, Hal Fort Atkinson III as Philip Banks, Basil McRae as North Star Player No. 1, Michael Modano as North Star Player No. 2, John Beasley as Mr. Hall, Brock Pierce as Gordon at 10 years old, Robert Paul as Gordon's father, stunt coordinators Ronnie Rondell and Manny Perry, stunts Dan Wasellis, Kim Koski, and Jeannie Epper, announcer Bob Miller, hockey trainer, technical advisor Jack White, hockey assistants Peter Mullen and Ian Meeker. The producers wish to thank Elliott Park Neighborhood, Let's Play Hockey, Minnesota Film Board, the Met Center, Minnesota North Stars, Senator Richard Cohen, Senator Roger Moe, Mayor Don Fraser, and the people of the state of Minnesota. Songs Hey Man, written by Dennis Hill, Joe Philippi, and Greg Higgins. Performed by the Poor Boys, courtesy of Hollywood Records. Shake 'em Down, written by Stephen Van Zandt, performed by Southside Johnny, courtesy of Impact Records. Good Vibrations, written by Dan Hartman, Donnie Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg, and Amir Shakir. Performed by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, courtesy of Interscope Records, East West Records. Accentuate the Positive, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. Performed by Dr. John, courtesy of Warner Brothers Records Incorporated, by arrangement with Warner Special Products. We Will Rock You, written by Brian May. Performed by Queen, courtesy of Hollywood Records EMI Records. Winning It All, written by John Spinks. Performed by The Outfield, courtesy of MCA Records. Copyright 1992, Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. All rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Bombay Films Incorporated for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. The castle logo appears. Walt Disney Pictures.